This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about those times when our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak. In this series, we're focusing on how Jesus was being prepared for Calvary. Recently, I had a woman share with me that no matter how hard she tried, she just couldn't change a certain behavior. She talked about it with her girlfriend, she prayed about it, but she just becomes weak every time. Her struggle reminded me of the time when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus knew this would be the night they would come for him and arrest him. The scriptures say that he was filled with anguish and felt deep distress. So he asked his disciples to keep watch while he went to pray. And he asked God, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will, not mine." Then he turned to his disciples only to find them asleep when he had asked them to keep watch. He said, "For though the spirit is willing, the body is weak." What's interesting in this passage is that Jesus shows us how to overcome weakness. In his prayer, he asked that the suffering be taken away. This was in part his weakness because he knew his suffering was necessary. But he overcomes that weakness by desiring God's will over his own. So today, if your spirit is willing, but your flesh remains weak, cling to these words for hope and inspiration. "For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted." Hebrews 2:18. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, your spirit is willing and so is your flesh.